Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing your calm spot before big events. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with describing places that help them clear their minds before important events. This topic frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, and can significantly impact your overall score. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively describe your go-to spot for mental clarity, providing you with the tools to excel in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specifics, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus will be on Part 2, but we'll also cover relevant questions from Parts 1 and 3 to give you a well-rounded preparation. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you questions related to relaxation and stress management. Here are some potential questions. Do you find it easy to relax? What do you usually do to relax? How do you prepare for important events? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Examiner. How do you prepare for important events? Well, I believe in thorough preparation for significant occasions. First, I always make a detailed plan, outlining all the necessary steps. Then, I allocate sufficient time for each task to ensure I'm not rushing at the last minute. Additionally, I find it crucial to maintain a balanced routine, including regular exercise and a healthy diet, as these habits help me stay focused and energized. Lastly, I make sure to set aside some time for relaxation, often by visiting a quiet place, which helps me clear my mind and approach the event with a calm and confident mindset. This response demonstrates a good range of vocabulary, clear organization, and relevant examples, which are key factors in achieving a high band score. Part 2, Long Turn. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a place you go to clear your mind before an important event. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place helps you clear your mind. Here's a sample response. I'd like to talk about a serene park near my home that I often visit to clear my mind before significant events. This tranquil oasis is located just a stone's throw away from my apartment, making it easily accessible whenever I need a moment of peace. I tend to frequent this spot at least once a week, but when I have an important event coming up, I make a point to visit more often, sometimes even daily. The lush greenery and well-maintained pathways provide the perfect setting for me to unwind and refocus. When I'm there, I usually engage in mindful activities that help me center myself. I often start with a leisurely stroll around the park, taking in the natural beauty and fresh air. Sometimes I find a quiet bench where I can sit and practice deep breathing exercises or meditation. On other occasions, I bring a book and immerse myself in reading, which helps me escape from any pre-event jitters. This place is incredibly effective in helping me clear my mind for several reasons. Firstly, the natural environment has a calming effect on my nerves. The sight of swaying trees and the sound of chirping birds create a soothing atmosphere that instantly reduces my stress levels. Secondly, being outdoors and away from technology allows me to disconnect from distractions and focus inward. Lastly, the act of deliberately taking time for myself in this space helps me gain perspective and approach challenges with a renewed sense of clarity and purpose. In essence, this park serves as my personal sanctuary, a place where I can recharge my batteries and prepare myself mentally for whatever lies ahead. It's become an integral part of my pre-event ritual, and I find that I perform much better in important situations when I've taken the time to visit this calming retreat. Examiner's follow-up questions. After your response, the examiner might ask, "Do you think it's important for everyone to have a place like this? How has technology affected our ability to find quiet places?" Here's a sample answer for the first question. Absolutely. I believe it's crucial for everyone to have a personal sanctuary like this. In our fast-paced, high-stress world, having a place to retreat and recharge is not just a luxury, but a necessity for mental well-being. Such spaces provide an opportunity to disconnect from daily pressures and reconnect with oneself. They offer a much-needed respite from the constant barrage of information and demands we face. Moreover, these places can serve as powerful tools for stress management and self-reflection, which are essential skills in navigating life's challenges. Whether it's a park, a quiet room, or even a favorite cafe, having a go-to spot for mental clarity can significantly enhance one's quality of life and emotional resilience. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to the topic. For example, examiner, how do you think urban planning can contribute to creating more spaces for relaxation in cities? Urban planning plays a pivotal role in creating spaces for relaxation in cities. Firstly, integrating green spaces into city designs is crucial. This could involve establishing more public parks, creating rooftop gardens, or even developing vertical forests on building facades. These green areas not only provide places for relaxation, but also improve air quality and biodiversity. Secondly, urban planners can prioritize pedestrian-friendly zones by expanding sidewalks and creating car-free areas. This approach fosters a more relaxed atmosphere for city dwellers to stroll and unwind. Moreover, incorporating water features like fountains or artificial streams into urban landscapes can create soothing environments. The sound of water has a calming effect and can help mask city noise. Lastly, urban planners should consider noise pollution when designing city layouts. Implementing sound barriers and strategically placing quieter zones away from major roads can significantly enhance the relaxation potential of urban spaces. By adopting these strategies, urban planners can transform cities into more livable environments, providing residents with much-needed oases of calm amidst the urban hustle and bustle. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced words and phrases. Serene, adjective, serene, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the serene atmosphere of the park helps me relax. Tranquil, adjective, tranquil, free from disturbance. Example, I seek out tranquil spaces to clear my mind. Mindful, mindful, conscious or aware of something. Example, I practice mindful breathing to reduce stress. To unwind, verb, unwind, to relax after a period of work or tension. Example, I go to the park to unwind after a long day. Sanctuary noun, sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the quiet library serves as my sanctuary before exams. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing places for mental clarity. Practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with describing various locations and their impact on your mental state. Develop a rich vocabulary. Use a wide range of descriptive words and idiomatic expressions to convey your thoughts precisely. Structure your response. Organize your ideas logically using clear transitions between points. Provide specific examples. Illustrate your points with personal experiences to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze why certain places or activities help you clear your mind. Maintain fluency. Aim for smooth delivery, minimizing hesitations and filler words. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language proficiency. By following these tips and thoroughly preparing, you'll be well equipped to tackle any question about places that help you clear your mind before important events in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.